Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is David Cicirelli. David Cicirelli is an entrepreneur at heart. For the last decade, David, with the help of his team, has grown Voices from the ground up to become the leader in the voiceover industry. More recently, he has led the charge through Voices transition from a voiceover platform to a creative services marketplace, newly adding translation, audio production, and music composition to the services offered on Voices.com. As Chief Executive Officer, David is responsible for setting the vision, executing the growth strategy, creating a vibrant culture, and managing the company on a day-to-day basis. He is frequently published in outlets such as The Globe and Mail, Forbes, and The Wall Street Journal. Well, good afternoon, David. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Brian. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. I love this. I love the conversation. And, you know, I should hit record right when we start a podcast, because that's when a lot of the nuggets are shared between our conversation. But it's great to see you. Great to meet a new person. I guess I would say in person, but it's virtual. But again, do appreciate your time and the nuggets that you'll share with us today. So, David, we're going to jump right into these questions here. Let's talk about your career, which is a great career in audio technology. You're a senior executive, an entrepreneur, and now the CEO of Voices.com. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Oh, wow. Well, I think in all ways, you know, all of us want to make the world a better place and do it in our own way. And for me and the team at Voices, what we're hoping to do is make the world a more accessible place through the power of the human voice. You see, nearly a third of the world really learns best by listening, what we call auditory learners. And I'm certainly included this in this group. Brian, maybe you are as well. You certainly know someone who probably is. And, you know, if you look back even just a decade ago, I mean, there's a real lack of audio only content. But nowadays, there's, you know, 3,000 audiobooks published each year, readily available on iTunes, Audible, and of course, tens of thousands of podcasts that you can choose from. Many are updated weekly or even more frequently than that. Any kind of news, weather, sports, you can get in kind of an audio only format as well too. So it's my hope that our company can help in producing audio content that educates, informs, and inspires the world. So that's what inspires me. And we're hoping to raise up a generation of people who can also go out and do similar things for all those auditory learners out there as well.
Thank you for sharing. And that's a big part of our lives. You know, I think the radio first came about 100 years ago, but We're still listening to audio, and our imaginations kind of take it from there. But that's awesome. Thank you for sharing. And David, what was your single biggest business decision you had to make during the first year of the pandemic? And how different is your business strategy today?
Yeah, well, let's first agree, if we can, on what strategy is. And we've always latched onto this definition that strategy is an integrated set of choices that positions a firm within the industry, right, so as to make superior financial returns over the long run. So said more succinctly, I'd say that strategy is a set of choices. So some of those choices that we make, it's often we come to a fork in the road. We can't go down both paths simultaneously. We do need to make a choice. And so some of the choices that we made during the first year of the pandemic was right away, we immediately went to a mandatory work from home. I know a lot of organizations were trying to have half the people in the office, half the people. And at that point, you know, not everyone was set up with cameras and Zoom or Google Meet. So there was a lot of learning. What I wanted to create was stability in the midst of chaos. And so we had everyone have the shared work experience working from home. And then we kept up our routines. We have a weekly huddle, which is an all hands meeting at 11:45, right before lunch on Monday morning. And we go through good news. We go through our numbers. We talk about what's upcoming for the week, and we celebrate our successes and give out some thank yous. So that's the huddle. Other routines like a quarterly rally, again, type of town hall meeting. And then, of course, those one-on-ones. And so creating this stability in the midst of chaos is one of those choices that we were trying to do. And then, if I may, with respect to customers, if we kind of look outside the four virtual walls, if you will, we stayed focused on building up our freelancer marketplace, but we recognized that so many of the talent were, in fact, multi-talented. They were multifaceted. they had other creative skills that they could do beyond providing a voiceover. They could edit audio. Some people were singers or musicians. Often you can speak in many different languages. You could probably translate as well too. So we enabled all of this by launching adjacent and complementary creative service categories. So now beyond just voiceover, there's audio production, music, composition, and translation. And within each of those, there's dozens of skills as well too. So that's one of those choices that also we made with respect to our business, how we adapted during the pandemic.
That's awesome. And again, just goes to show the power of human innovation, right? And things mm-hmm. that we can do to solve the world's problems, including a pandemic. So that's awesome. So David, switching gears, you're obviously leveraging some new or emerging technologies within your tech stack, right? Is there something you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, Voices is fundamentally a online marketplace, right, where we're connecting a business client with a freelance talent. Mostly it's voice talent, hence the name voices.com kind of says what we do in a single term. But, you know, at the heart of being a online marketplace, what that means is that we facilitate matches between buyer and seller. And so the technology that we're deploying is how can we make faster, better matches? So initially it was just a rules-based algorithm. Do you have these certain skills? And then we would, and the clients who are looking for those particular skills, we would match them up and invite you to that job. But now we are deploying more advanced, machine learning in particular through Amazon SageMaker, which is in effect kind of a machine learning, you know, cusping on AI to make better matches. And something like, if I worked with you before, Brian, I'd probably want to invite you to the next job and be sure that you get surfaced up. Or perhaps you're really good at narrating audiobooks. Well, if there's another audiobook that comes to voices.com, I want to make sure that you see it. So that's some of the technology that we're deploying. But of course, beyond, you know, the classics like Salesforce and Google Analytics, we're also going, you know, further into the analytics realm with deploying Heap.io. It's been a great tool, as well as Tableau. And so prior to Salesforce acquiring Tableau, we've been using that for more advanced analytics. And they don't just sit in a dashboard and, you know, people kind of poke their head in every now and then. We actually hold, as I said earlier, this weekly huddle where we go through all of our KPIs. And then have a monthly reporting session where all of the management team kind of presents their own dashboards and walks through what are those trends that we're seeing. So hopefully I'm kind of getting across that we are definitely a data-driven organization. I think a lot of companies aspire to that and maybe say that they are, but it really is kind of embedded throughout our culture here at Voices and how we make decisions, how we make those strategic choices.
Thank you for sharing. And you're right. I think I know the analytics drives our business decisions and business strategy today. And I like the fact that you are using ML or machine learning to kind of match those things up. So thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Do appreciate it. So David, last question. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or entrepreneurship?
It's likely been said many times before, but I'd say pick your niche and know it well. So that could be an area of expertise. It could be something that you're passionate about. Now, I mean, if you look back on your life, there's likely a thread that stitches it all together. That thread could be traveling. It could be hiking or camping. It could be something musical or artistic, perhaps even fashion, whatever it is. Imagine how you can convert that passion or area of expertise, you know, curiosity even, into a career or into a business that you're going to start on your own, because doing that is going to help you stay focused in those times of challenge and times of need. And it's also going to be ultimately be the very thing that you're known for is that area where you're kind of going to be this constant learner. You have all this curiosity and it's going to excite you every day. So for me, that's voice and kind of sound and audio, you know, all those kind of things combined. I'm not sure what it is for those listening, but I would encourage you to maybe spend some time to really think about that and look back on your life and see what are these kind of touchstones of all these moments where we realize that really energized you. And if there's a thread there, maybe you can kind of pull on that and then extrapolate that out and say, yeah, I could totally see either creating a business or really, you know, digging into this as having it be a career for a lifetime.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate that. Appreciate, you know, again, sharing your story, what's going to help the next person that's going to launch their career or their business, right? So again, very much thank you for the gems. And David, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
All right. Right back at you. Thanks, Brian.
Bye for now.